What's up, everybody? BC here. Welcome back to another episode of Supreme Being. First and foremost, huge shout out to the squad, the team, Team BC, nationwide real estate team. If you guys need anything, you can reach out to me or any one of our nationwide Team BC members. If you're interested in joining, join teambc.com. If you guys are interested in learning more about EXP Realty, my real estate company, go to partnerwithteambc.com and check that out. And also, huge shout out to Modern Success, my family, tier one, tier two. We're growing, we're expanding. If you're interested in getting more support from me, mentorship from me, training, coaching, all that fun stuff, go to briancasella.com. The link is on my social media and you can sign up for Modern Success there. Okay, let's begin. There's so much that's been on my mind recently in regards to life in general, as you can see by the shift again, and a lot of the stuff that I'm doing and even the free stuff that I'm putting out. But there's a saying that I want to put out. I may have said it here and there before, but I don't think I've ever done a full like episode fully dedicated to this. And it is, what you think is the problem is a symptom of the real problem. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. So you get it, write it down, record it, listen to it over and over. What you think is the problem is a symptom of the real problem. Okay. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that the majority of people are fighting with, wrestling with, dealing with something on the surface, right? Or above, you know, that soil level, okay, of whatever that issue is or challenge or thing that they want to change. And they're dealing with something, you know, like the tip of the iceberg instead of what's underneath the water. They're dealing with that. They're dealing with the symptom, right? So as an example, somebody wants to, let me give you a quick example or two. Somebody wants to get into sales and, you know, oh my God, I'm too scared to make a call. Well, it's not the emotion that's stopping you. It's something beneath that. That's a symptom of the real problem, which is lack of confidence, self-esteem, something, right? Same thing when someone says, well, I don't know what to do yet. I need to study. I need to know everything. No. You know that you don't need to know everything. You know that already. You're just too chicken shit to take action, right? So again, you say it's something, but that's not it. Now, many times we know we may not be able to pinpoint exactly, but we know that what we're saying isn't true, or we fooled ourselves so much and we've gotten so accustomed to lying to ourselves that we don't really, you know, confront these things. So we know the truth, but it's been so stashed away and filed away in that, you know, dark hidden corner that we don't want to look at it. But what you believe to be the problem is a symptom of the real problem. So as we dive into the subject, I want you to understand that the majority of the content and the stuff that people deal with and thoughts and actions that they take are very surface level, okay? Very surface level. A lot of things always circle back and go back to self-esteem, right? Someone's view of themselves, their level of confidence, especially when it comes to personal things that they're going through. Many times it goes back to that. Maybe they're having issues with a friendship or a relationship. And a lot of times the root cause of what's going on is them. They may be dealing on the surface with some sort of fight or bickering within the friendship or relationship or partnership. But in reality, that's manifesting because they don't respect themselves or they have very low self-esteem, right? And confidence. So instead of saying, hey, this is my boundary, or hey, this needs to be done, they won't. Then something happens because that action wasn't taken. Then whatever that result is, that problem that comes up, they attack that problem. But again, that problem is a symptom of the real problem, right? Now we can go on and on giving you examples. I'm pretty sure at this point you understand what I'm saying. We need to go deeper. Just like you learn in NLP, a lot of times we deal with ideas, you know, thoughts and actions, which are at the top. When in reality, you need to really dig deeper to somebody's values and their beliefs and their belief systems and their identity. When you attack things and you explore at that level, it will change everything. Just like if on the iceberg, you go to the very bottom and you make a change, it's going to have a ripple effect all the way to the top. This is the same thing. So I invite people to first look at the challenges they're currently dealing with at this moment and say, okay, how am I going about even thinking about this particular subject? And how am I attacking this particular subject in order to change it, to make it better? Am I analyzing it and interpreting it correctly? Am I executing correctly? Am I really getting down to the nitty gritty here, right? A lot of people who come to me who are entrepreneurs and salespeople in regards to like generating leads, right? And getting out there and pushing their business, whether it be social media or, you know, in-person, you know, communication, whatever it is. I don't even deal anymore on the surface level with use this script and use this tactic. Those tactics have been out for so long. I literally zoom in, right? It's almost as if they hand me or they tell me, hey, look at these flowers. And I just like dig up the soil and look underneath. Like that's what I do with people now because I know what they think is the issue is not the issue. When I start talking to them and I realize very quickly they have like a confidence issue or self-esteem issue, I attack that. That's 20 levels deeper than what's on the surface. And if we take this approach in the simple first step of analysis, we'll see that we're playing with the wrong things. If that individual in this example that I gave doesn't fix their self-esteem and their confidence, it doesn't matter what tactic I give them, what script, what action steps, they're not going to take it. Just like the person who doesn't follow their schedule and can't wake up on time. It's not that activity. I don't need to give them little hacks to, you know, oh, put your phone farther away. That's not the problem, dude. The problem is them. Somewhere in their belief system, that shit is not important to them. And that's why they're not following it. And they're not abiding by what they said they're going to do. And they're not performing. Bottom line. But we keep fooling ourselves and dealing with shit on the surface, dude. Why? Because it's difficult and it's challenging to confront yourself and first admit, I'm buying my own bullshit. I'm bullshitting myself. I'm not giving 100% effort. That's the first part, man, is admitting that you're fucking up. And what a surprise whenever you go to rehab, right? The classic example, when you hear like Alcoholics Anonymous, the first thing is, hey, I have a problem. I'm fucked up. I need to make a change. I'm causing this to happen. Now we laugh at that because we've heard that example a million times, but we don't realize that that's affecting us and we need to do that with ourselves. This is the self-work and mastery that people need to go through. This does not involve other people. You have to do this with yourself. It's almost like you're sitting and having a conversation with yourself. So it would be like standing in front of the mirror and you're doing it, right? Where you see the reflection of yourself and you guys are having a back and forth. In essence, that's kind of what this is. But we need to look there. Now, many of us have filed away, like I said in the beginning, so many things into dark corners and recesses of our mind and our memory that we don't want to pull those things out. Because what happens when you pull that thing out, right? What people need to understand is this. Because we've lied to ourselves and bullshitted ourselves and not dealt with these things at the core, our foundation in a lot of areas is already built on quicksand and it's faulty. Meaning we know the moment we look there and we go to the soil and the roots and we fix it and we make changes, everything built on top of that shaky foundation is going to fall and shatter. What we currently have, our environment, friendships and relationships, all that shit, because it was built on a faulty foundation. But we know that innately. That's why we don't want to go through it. There must be a destruction before creation. This destruction precedes it. It's before. That's going to cause a paradigm shift. It's going to cause change. And we're creatures of habit, right? And we've been literally conditioned also by society to want the same thing and be okay with the same mundane over and over repetition and repetitious existence, which is wrong. That's incorrect. But we know deep down inside that's going to happen. So we don't want to poke at the beast. That's why a lot of people have issues at times changing their beliefs and philosophies. Because if they built their whole life based on one belief system or philosophy, and here you come along and you introduce them to something new and they change it, their old world literally gets shattered. It's like a glass house that just explodes. Boom! Now, a lot of people don't want to deal with that reality. Why do you think, as an example, a lot of people will stick in faulty and miserable relationships? Because in quotes, they don't want to start over. And I wasted all these years. They know they shouldn't be in that relationship, yet they'll still hold on because they don't want to, in quotes, start over. We have examples of this all over the place. But this is the tough shit. This is what separates the men from the boys. This is what separates the champions from the losers. It's being able to do this, be willing to do this, and do it often, right? Because once you've done this more than once, okay, you're a little bit more comfortable with the process. And now it becomes a regular thing. I'm constantly challenging the way that I think and the way that I view things, in particular with myself. Can I improve? Can I get better? Of course. What's going to change? What needs to change? Is something that I'm doing in a belief system obsolete? Let's look. Let's challenge it. I'm more than willing to go on and be like, hey, I was wrong about this. This is the change that I made. And you guys have seen me change and evolve over the years, for sure. Some things my conviction has stayed the same on. Other things it's changed, of course. But I'm involved in this process constantly, constantly. And I'm okay leaving the old behind to bring in the new. I welcome change. This, by the way, is one of those things that we can't deny and stop in life. It's change. Life is dynamic. Things change. You're never the same. Every day you're different. At the very least, you're a day older and closer to death. You don't look the same today as you did 10 years ago. Even if you have great genes, you still look a little bit different. So by embracing what I'm talking about, you're literally aligning yourself with the universal principles and laws, dynamics of life. Those of you who love shit like the law of attraction, right? You're in alignment towards those things by understanding what we're talking about on this podcast. You're using higher level technology, in quotes. It's not material technology, it's mental technology to better yourself. You look at somebody who's scaling and growing their business. It requires you to throw the old model away and adopt new habits, new action steps, and reinventing yourself within your own business. Your role shifts. Your responsibility shifts. It's the same thing. But this principle is also the same reason, what I said earlier. Why do you think people are so hesitant to hire somebody and do this and that? They don't want that change. They don't want that change. They know deep down inside that, yeah, it's going to get better, but it's going to require a lot of temporary destruction and change. And a lot of people just don't want to go through it. They refuse. That's just a business example. So you can get it. But you, as the individual, need to be ruthless with yourself in this regard, for sure. What are you ignoring? What are you denying? What deep wound that you need to clean out and put stitches on, do you keep slapping a Band-Aid on and then wondering why it's not healing? This happens a lot with things from the past, not being able to forgive people, not being able to move on, not accepting responsibility for something that we did, or not accepting responsibility for where you're at now because of your previous actions and lifestyle. I see this all the time. I see this constantly, all the time. But the more you get to the root of it and you look at the real problem, you'll do well. Why do you think, I'll give you another example. Why do you think people, a lot of people, including myself, have such a bad taste in our mouths about some people in the medical field? Because they do this very thing that I'm discussing on this podcast. Instead of, I remember being an athlete and having a lot of issues because of injuries with my ankle. Now, when I would go to the doctor, they would prescribe medicine to me, ibuprofen, to dull the pain. Okay, pain is a symptom of the real problem. Something's off with my ankle. I have ligament damage, right? Something is wrong. I would tell them, stop giving me a Band-Aid for it. Fix it. And they never did. Not for a long time. I had to get another doctor. This is what I'm referring to. Yet another example. Instead of getting to the root cause of this issue, a Band-Aid is given. I don't care if you need stitches and you have a real deep wound, a Band-Aid isn't going to do anything. Now, in that case, it's literally physical. We see it. It can get infected. There's pain. That we can't ignore. But all this mental stuff, man, we're phenomenal at stashing this shit away in our mind. and ignoring it and pretending like it's not there. We are masters, grandmasters at doing that, are we not? Until when? Until our back is up against the wall and we're forced to do something. Isn't it sad with all the potential and abilities that we have as human beings? We literally put ourselves in those positions where our back is against the wall, when easily at any other time we could have taken action to fix whatever that was in that moment. Isn't that fucking sad? I think it's extremely sad, personally. I think it's very, very sad. Now, you can be proactive in this process, absolutely. You just have to understand there's discomfort and change that comes with it. Now, the more you embrace that, again, the more in alignment you are with universal principles, and the better you're going to live life. The more you adopt these principles and begin to engage in these activities, as uncomfortable as it can be temporarily, you start reaching an equilibrium where your existence is literally peaceful, blissful. And if you understand the tone scale, it's near the top. As I inch my way closer towards that, man, life is great. Yes, I deal with the same thing and same things everyone else deals with. Temporary stress, discomfort, disappointment, all that stuff. I just respond to it completely differently. And it's lovely, man. It's lovely. But I never deal with the symptoms. I go straight for the root of the problem. Always. And in many cases, you know what that is. You're fooling yourself into telling yourself that you don't know what it is, or you refuse to look. In most cases, in virtually every case. So you have some work to do, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to keep fooling ourselves and messing around with symptoms? Are we going to go for the real problem and get in there and roll our sleeves up and put gloves on and clean that shit up? Because that's what we have to do. We have a responsibility to do that. And by the way, this is what fortifies you as an individual and makes you strong. And collectively, we get stronger when we do this type of stuff. This is why this introspective type of work I always recommend for people and really push and urge them, particularly on this podcast, because this is transformational. This podcast is called Supreme Being. Look up the history of Supreme Being so you understand where I'm coming from when I name this podcast that, which I did for a reason. For a reason. What you think is a problem is a symptom of the real problem. The more you understand that, the quicker you see it, and the quicker you do something about it. Now, my friends, we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. Brutal honesty with oneself is a necessity, a requirement in this process. And maybe most of you are not used to being brutally honest with yourself. We'll start today, start tonight, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, because it's vital. It's vital. That's what starts building that solid, strong, stable foundation to build your life on. The rockier the foundation is, the harder it comes crumbling and crashing down. When these inevitable truths come along, you can only fool yourself and everybody else for so long. And in particular, if you listen to me and you vibe with what I have to say, you know, the seed is already within you, the potential to make these changes and take these steps. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. You would have never have come across me. So, the new version of you is waiting. Right? Now, the cool thing about this stuff is the more you engage in this, you know, and as you start going through areas of your life and making fixes and really engaging with this type of stuff, it becomes a little simpler for you to do, right? And this may be tough in the beginning and may almost seem devastating to you emotionally, and that's fine, but you have to go through it, right? You got to be forged in the fire. You have to go through that discomfort to build yourself. I went through a tremendous amount of discomfort during this process, building my business and doing a bunch of other stuff, but that has built me into the person and individual with the characteristics that I have today. And I wouldn't be anywhere near where I'm at, sitting right in front of you with my voice in this microphone, had I not gone through what I went through. I wouldn't be in a position to make these podcasts from this perspective. And this journey is an infinite one. Who knows where it ends, right? Cool. We'll end it here. Symptom is not the problem. The problem is the problem. Fix it. All right. Shout out to Team BC. Join teambc.com. Monitor success for those of you looking for more support. BrianCasella.com. You can find it on all of my social media platforms. All right. That's it for this one, guys. Peace.